The Comfort of Distant Stars by Io Echiruo. Summary of The Comfort of Distant Stars by Io Echiruo I. The Consecration of Ezeani Kobidi. The narrative begins with a fundamental meditation on the nature of existence. One cannot understand life without understanding time. The protagonist, Ezeani Kobidi, recalls his earliest memory at barely 3 years old, when he was plucked from his bed and taken to a clearing in a dense forest to be made a high chief, the highest Ozo title, Ezeani. The ceremony is shrouded in the sensory details of a thunderstorm, the air smells of burnt iron, and the red clay soil of Umudum clings to his toes as he is led by a man named Anyanwu. During this walk, the young Ezeani experiences a terrifying epiphany. He believes the voices arguing behind him are debating his monetary value, contemplating selling him into slavery. This fear, he later notes, is rooted in the historical context of West Africa, where for centuries commerce consisted of kidnapping and selling neighbors. In the forest clearing, they find the trunk of a massive orgy tree. Sawed off and sanded flat into a table, yet still alive with mushrooms growing from its roots. Ezeani's mother is at the center of the gathering, weeping and asking how he knew the location. 17 elderly men in checkered red, black, and white cloth arrive. A diviner, Edukwe, explains the reason for this unprecedented act. The child will not sleep at night, mutters strange things, and has claimed he will die if the village does not honor him. Edukwe claims that Anyanwu, the sun god, wishes for the child to die so they may converse in the spirit world, and the title is a bribe to keep him among his kinsmen. The ritual involves an egg broken on Ezeani's head and the blood of a trussed cockerel showered upon him. From this moment on, everyone, including his family, refers to him by his title, Ezeani, which eventually becomes his official name on his passport, too. Childhood in the shadow of the sun god. Ezeani's early years are defined by the absence of his father, Christian Kobidi, who is at Brown University in Rhode Island earning a PhD. He grows up obsessed with a family portrait that excludes him because he was not yet born, a concept he finds incomprehensible. This period marks the beginning of his relationship with Anyanwu, the sun god, who appears as a tangible spirit. Anyanwu first visits him at home to share palm wine and kola nuts, laughing at Ezeani's wicked questions about time and existence. Ezeani realizes early that the world is uncertain and that strange souls live inside us. When Ezeani is 4, his father returns, and the family moves from the village to a modern bungalow on the University of Abadan campus. The house is a marvel of green formica cabinets and jazz music playing on a four-legged radio. Christian Kobidi, a professor of linguistics, is a man who loves tobacco and snap-finger music. Ezeani's brother, Namdi, and sister, Abiageli, are his constant companions, though Namdi quickly masters Ezeani through emotional extortion and force. Throughout these years, Anyanwu is a constant presence outside the house, sitting on boulders or trailing Ezeani to school, though he does not speak to him again until years later. Ezeani's time at the university staff school is marked by a lack of interest in the purpose of schooling, which he views as arbitrary. He is fascinated by shadows and the way they dance on classroom walls. He frequently discovers Anyanwu in his empty classroom, attempting to learn the alphabet and leaving crooked hand tracings in Ezeani's workbooks. A formative trauma occurs when he sees a mountain of dead white mice outside a biology lab, triggering a soundless howl of despair at the sight of mass slaughter. At home, his father hosts intellectual debates with colleagues like Professor Ibrahim Addo, a mathematician, and Professor Udo, a physicist, arguing whether linguistics is the most fundamental science. Addo tells the young Ezeani that mathematics is the only language in which one can say things that are true. 3. The arrival of Maria and the trauma of the attic. In the fourth grade, the family's dynamic shifts with the arrival of Ambrose, Christian's fat and mocking brother, who comes to stay for a master's in engineering. Simultaneously, they hire a 16-year-old maid named Maria. Ezeani forms a bond with Maria, who is beautiful and kind, while he simultaneously excels in literature under his teacher Mr. Iyajua. However, his progress is marred by a false accusation of plagiarism. Mr. Iyajua refuses to believe Ezeani wrote the poem, The Comfort of Distant Stars, a rejection that creates a lifelong pattern of self-doubt. The domestic peace is shattered by two discoveries. First, Ezeani uses a peephole in the ceiling of the boys' quarters and witnesses Ambrose raping his sister Abiageli. Later that night, he sees his father having an affair with Maria in the kitchen. Seeking his mother, he is intercepted in the hallway by Anyanwu, who takes him to the living room to drink palm wine. Anyanwu claims to be the sun god, the seer of the universe, and explains that humans and gods are both spirits, MMUO, that cannot be made to do anything against their will. Anyanwu expresses desperation. He is dying because his only remaining worshipper is the elderly Adukwe, and he needs Ezeani to worship him to survive. He shows Ezeani a vision of the crucifixion, explaining that his former worshippers have all turned to Jesus. Following Christian's promotion to full professor, the family moves to a larger, two-story house on campus. Christian stops smoking his pipe, claiming it causes cancer, and the sweet smell of the home is replaced by a bitter, acrid odor. Anyanwu becomes more aggressive, hiding in the pantry and forcing Ezeani to drink Fanta while telling him stories of the bush that ruins little birds. A parable about brave men pulling out evil by its roots. One night, Ezeani hears Abiageli screaming the beginning of her permanent break with the family, IV. King's College and the incident with Beggar. Ezeani manages to pass the common entrance exam and is admitted to King's College. In Lagos, on the way to the interview, their car is hijacked by armed robbers, an event Ezeani sleeps through, dreaming that Anyanwu rescues them. At King's College, Ezeani finds refuge in the library but is subjected to the brutality of a senior student named Beggar. He forms a deep friendship with Ope Adesola, who remembers him from Abaddon. The tension culminates when Beggar assaults Ope and then attempts to punish Ezeani for failing to fetch water. In the middle of the night, Ezeani calls for Anyanwu. Anyanwu appears in the dark dormitory and stabs Beggar in the shoulder. With a knife, telling Ezeani, "I have answered you." Beggar survives but is banished from the school. This incident reinforces Ezeani's understanding of entanglement, that things only exist in connection with something else. V. The death of Agnes and the flight to America. Ezeani returns to Abaddon to study mathematics at the university, living as a roommate with Ope Adesola. His mother, Agnes, has entered a severe depressive decline. She is gaunt, smells of dried fish, and rarely speaks. Maria has completed secretarial school and now runs the household, while Ambrose has finally left. Ezeani suffers from irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and severe headaches, often blacking out for days. Anyanwu continues to appear, taking Ezeani to a rowdy cinema in Bodija where he tears down the screen in a rage when a vampire in a movie turns into a bat. The family completely disintegrates when Abiageli discovers their mother has committed suicide. Hanging from the ceiling fan in her bedroom, Abiageli screams that their father is a murderous devil and a fucking bastard, refusing to stay under his roof another night. Ezeani is left alone with his father and Maria in the madhouse of Abaddon. He spends years scribbling equations and poems in his room, aided by Namdi and Abiageli from afar, who coordinate his GRE exams and secure him a place at Cornell University. He arrives in New York, where Namdi picks him up, takes him for a haircut, and introduces him to the city before he leaves for graduate school, VI. Life at Cornell and the Silence Protocol. At Cornell, Ezeani adopts a purge of silence, speaking only the words, yes, no, and undetermined, for 3 years. He lives at Telluride House, a residence for the intellectually gifted. He is guided by a red-haired physician from Student Support Services, whom he later realizes was Abiageli's friend from medical school. He spends his time in the postgraduate lounge, obsessively reading Paul Dirichlet Mastering the Equations of Quantum Mechanics and General Relativity. Anyanwu reappears in America, often in the disguise of a college town loiterer or a Nigerian prince, at a nightclub. Anyanwu is now engaged in credit card fraud. To support himself, claiming he has to hustle, because Ezeani's narrow faith is not enough to keep him powerful. The sun god warns Ezeani that his journey is to the place beyond knowing, and that he must be fortified for it. The narrative takes a dark turn when Ezeani is arrested by the Ithaca police. He is implicated in a case of vandalism at the Church of Immaculate Conception, where a priest was caught in an orgy with transvestites atop the altar. Anyanwu, dressed as a woman in a leather coat, was the perpetrator who trashed the church and assaulted the janitor, Jesus Menendez. Ezeani is held as a material witness in the Ithaca City Jail. He is rescued by Namdi and Chijioke, his childhood friend who is now a lawyer. During his detention, Anyanwu visits him in a lawyer's wig and briefcase, telling him the story of the parent godhead Chi-Ne Eki and the explosion of the Upright Lodge, 7. Marriage to Heidi and professional triumph. Ezeani is released on his own recognizance and ordered to see a psychiatrist, Dr. Chan. It is through this legal process that he meets Heidi, the daughter of the judge who handled his case. Heidi becomes his protector and nurturer, organizing his lecture tours and pushing him toward tenure. They move into a house on Hanshaw Road, which Ezeani realizes is an amalgam of his two houses in Abadan. In his second year as a PhD student, he publishes three brilliant papers that cement his reputation. He establishes that time is an emergent property of the universe, subject to perspective and relative motion. His work suggests that the lattice of space and time is created by quantum entanglement. He becomes a tenured professor, a star, in his field. However, the professional success is marred by the birth of their son, Njoku. Via IVF using a donor egg, Ezeani struggles to connect with the infant until the child starts to walk, at which point he experiences a phase transition and falls deeply in love with him. This period also sees the decline of his brother Namdi, who is embroiled in sexual harassment scandals and financial ruin, eventually begging Ezeani for a $50,000 loan. 8. The Martha's Vineyard tragedy. The family spends 6 summers at Martha's Vineyard. On their final trip, Ezeani is visited by Ope Adesola, who is now a developmental anthropologist. Ope tells Ezeani that he saved his life at King's College by being his friend, a memory Ezeani does not share. The next day, while Ope is out on a bike ride, a boy playing with a red ball runs into the street. A driver swerves to avoid the child and kills Ope instantly. Ezeani stands beside the corpse with a small smile, realizing the deeper meaning of entanglement. Anyanwu appears at the scene, calling Ope a coward. This event serves as the final catalyst for Ezeani's most profound work, the Kobidi Entanglement Equation, IX. The final breakdown and internment. Ezeani's new theory that entanglement itself creates space and time is initially received with enthusiasm but soon draws fierce attacks. Colleagues like Tristan Huslander and Hess dismiss it as voodoo physics and accuse him of plagiarism. Ezeani responds with manic, hand-scrawled letters to physics departments across the country. His behavior becomes increasingly erratic. He locks himself in the attic, bangs on walls, and eventually attempts to burn down the Church of Immaculate Conception, though he has no memory of this. On Heidi's petition, Ezeani is twice confined to the Richard H. Hutchings Psychiatric Hospital. During his internment, he has terrifying visions of Anyanwu with eyes like burning black holes. He meets an orderly named Jesus, who he recognizes as the janitor from Ithaca, and who seems to be in league with Anyanwu. Anyanwu advises Ezeani to renounce his delusional hypothesis and abjure the sun god to secure his release, which Ezeani does. X. The sacrifice and the ending. In his final year, Ezeani lives a life of surveilled rationality, keeping his real thoughts secret. He receives a final visit from his sister Abigaili, who tells him that their father attempted to rape her, confirming the bile Christian had filled Ezeani's mind with. Ezeani realizes that the standard model of physics is wrong. There are only two fundamental forces, love and strife. On the morning of his death, while preparing to take his son Njoku fishing, Ezeani is summoned to the attic by Anyanwu. Anyanwu is dressed in his full Ozo majesty. He offers Ezeani a cup containing a dark fluid, which Ezeani drinks. Anyanwu reveals that the drink will kill him. He explains that Ezeani's reckless letters and loss of reputation are destroying Anyanwu's newly regained fame. Anyanwu claims the idea came from Jesus. Ezeani must be sacrificed as a martyr so that everyone will worship them both. Ezeani collapses, and Anyanwu flees past Heidi as she knocks on the attic door. The book concludes with Ezeani narrating his own death and burial from a state of imaginary time. He observes his body decaying and filling with putrid gases. He watches his funeral at the Church of Immaculate Conception, seeing his son, his wife, his father, and his brother all gathered in black. His final message to the reader is the heart of his theory: nothing means anything except in connection with something else. The novel ends with the poem, The Comfort of Distant Stars, written by Ezeani in Class 4B, emphasizing that distant beings blink and smile while the adjacent sun, Anyanwu, burns with crude curses. Ezeani Kobidi is gone, but through the manuscript, he remains permanently entangled with the reader. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriNovels.com. Thank you.